Peace, brothers and sisters.
每一次来到三藩市礼拜五晚呢,
Each time when I'm in San Francisco on Friday nights, I always desire to join brothers and sisters in a time of having fellowship and the Bible.
如果要交通,
As we do have fellowship, I do desire that I can enter into that fellowship along with brothers and sisters in the scriptures. It's the same this time.
我们本来知道弟兄姊妹是读这个箴言书。
I know that brothers and sisters are looking into the book of Proverbs.
心里面本来也有这样的意愿。
In my heart, that is also the desire.
但是后来知道报告了叫做特别的聚会。
Later on, we had made an announcement that it is a special meeting.
特别的意思就是不可以讲箴言书。
Because it's a special meeting, that means that I can't continue on in the book of Proverbs.
也都不是围圈,
and it's not just informally in a circle, but I would stand and share on the pulpit.
所以我想只能够改我的意思,
So I have to change my original intent.
今天盼望和弟兄姊妹来到交通一章的圣经。
This morning, this evening, I do want to share this chapter with brothers and sisters.
这一章圣经,如果我们读过旧约的这本书,应该对它并不陌生。
This chapter, if we have read the Old Testament, is not an unfamiliar chapter.
这本书是在旧约的先知书,以赛亚书。
This chapter is found in the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
我想我先将这一章圣经读一次。
I think we'll read this chapter once through.
为了时间，我想我们就不需要翻英文了。
For time's sake, we will just read it, be read in Chinese.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6, please follow along.
当乌西亚王崩的那年。 我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。其上有撒拉分侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音。 门栏的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民众。又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，又一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火箭从坛上取下来的。 将炭沾我的口说，看那这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。他说你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见。 却不明白，看是要看见，却不晓得，要使这百姓心蒙之由，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来便得医治。我就说：主啊，这到几时为止呢？他说：直到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋。 空寒、无人，地土极其荒凉，并且又话将人迁到远方，在的境内撇下的地土很多，境内剩下的人又还有十分之一，也必被吞灭。像律树、橡树，虽被砍伐，树等子却仍存留。这圣洁的种类在各中也是如此。
所以我们暂时就读这一章圣经。This will be the Bible chapter we'll read.
我们低头地祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
父神，我哋满心嘅感谢你，让我哋能够一同嘅有机会聚集到你嘅面前嚟。
Father God, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving as we're able to gather into Thy presence.
父，每一次当我哋喺你儿子嘅名下聚集喺你跟前，我哋十分嘅相信你要照着你自己嘅应许，赏赐你自己嘅同在。
Father, each time as we're able to gather in Thy Son's name in Thy presence, we do know that according to Your promise, You'll grant Your manifestation of your presence with us.
所以今日我哋亦都愿意咁样嚟到你嘅面前，寻求你嘅面，仰望主你自己照着你嘅话，再将你自己丰盛嘅恩典赏赐俾我哋。
Therefore, Lord, this evening we gather in this way that we do seek Thy face and we do seek for Your grace, Lord, that You will grant us to reveal to us and speak to us.
父，我哋感谢你，因为你系说话嘅神。如果你唔说话，我哋实在里面一啲气息都没有。
Father, we do thank thee because thou art God who speaks; otherwise, that we would have no breath in us.
因此，我哋仰望你，我哋愿晚上喺呢一处，你赐俾我哋能听嘅耳朵，并且真实听见你自己宝座嘅声音。
Therefore, we do look to thee that you will grant us a listening ear that we will truly be able to hear thy voice on the throne.
愿我哋嘅心灵能够被震动嚟到回应你自己宝座嘅要求。
So that deep in our spirits, it will deeply move us and shake us, so that we will able to respond to that request on thy throne.
原来在这每日日子当中，再一次来到向我们施怜悯，来到发慈爱。
In these last days, will you give us your grace and your mercy?
叫你教会在你面前蒙恩典。
So that thy church would be blessed before thee.
能够满足主你的心。
That we will satisfy thy heart, Lord.
你听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
我们将这点时间再一次同心仰望你手里头。
Once again, in one accord, we commit this time to you.
奉主耶稣基督名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 当我来到读旧约的这一卷的书的时候，
As we read this chapter in the Old Testament,
特别来到这一章的圣经，
Especially in this particular chapter,
读圣经的人说这一章圣经在整个以赛亚书里面是一卷相当重要的一章的圣经。
Those who study the book of Isaiah refer to this chapter as a very important one.
这一章的圣经可以说是圣经当中其中一个大的一章的圣经。
You can say this particular chapter is a very important, great chapter in the Bible.
不单只是这一章圣经是叫我看见先知以赛亚的经历。
Not only does this chapter show us the experience of the prophet Isaiah,
并且我们知道这一章圣经让我们能够来到摸着神的心思。
But also we see that this particular chapter really touches upon the heart of God.
这一章圣经让我们看见以赛亚的蒙召的一个的经历。
This chapter shows us an experience of Isaiah as he was called.
虽然读圣经的人有不同的睇法，
and even though those who study the Bible have different views,
有人认为这个是以赛亚他初蒙召的一个的经历。
Some might say this is the first experience of Isaiah as he was being called.
就是他蒙召来到作先知。
This is that he was called to be a prophet.
神是怎样的来到呼召来到得着他。
How God was calling him to gain him.
也都有人认为这个的呼召乃是他一个特别的一个即时的呼召。
Some also claim this calling as a special call. This is his special ministry.
换言之，当时的以赛已经为先知。
In other words, that meant Isaiah was already a prophet.
但是神再一次的呼召他，来承担一个紧要的一个职事。
But in this calling, God is calling him again for him to commit to him a very special and important ministry.
虽然这两个的讲法都有相当的理由的存在。
Even though they have very strong reasons behind these two particular views.
但是我们很明显地看见这一章的圣经是神的呼召临到这个的人。
But very clearly, we can still see that this is a calling from God who has come to this individual.
先知以赛亚的而且确是一个蒙召的人。
The prophet Isaiah indeed was one who was called.
他也都的而且确要来承担一个重要的职事。
He was also one who was to bear a very special, important ministry.
神为什么在这处要来到呼召这个的人？
Why is it God would call this individual here?
神为什么缘故在这个时间里面来到向这位的先知以赛亚显明他自己的荣耀？
Why is it that during this time God would reveal his glory to the prophet Isaiah?
在这处我们看见神对着人的那个认识和那个要求。
Here we're able to see God's knowledge of man and his requirement upon man.
他说当古西亚王崩的那年，
It says in the year that King Uzziah died,
以赛亚说我见到主坐在高高的宝座的上高。
Isaiah said I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up,
谁下？
And his train filled the temple,
遮满了整个圣殿。
And his train filled the temple.
先知在这处看见一个荣耀的景象。
The prophet here saw a very glorious vision.
看见主坐在高高的宝座上。
He saw that the Lord was seated on the throne high and lifted up.
你读来你看见一个非常荣耀的情况。
When you read on, you see a very glorious scene.
因为神的荣耀充满了天地。
Because the glory of the Lord filled heaven and earth.
神在这个时间
During this time, God calls Isaiah to see a very glorious view. We don't know if Isaiah saw this glorious vision in the temple or he saw a glorious vision. Some think that he entered into the temple and as he prayed, he saw this glorious vision. Others just claim that he saw this glorious vision of the temple. Regardless, there was this glorious vision that was revealed open to Isaiah. During what time was Isaiah shown this glorious vision? He says here, in the year that King Uzziah died. In other words, when Uzziah saw, when Isaiah saw this vision. It was the time when King Uzziah died. Now during the year when King Uzziah of the king of Judah died. Isaiah saw this glorious vision. Some say that these words I should have spoken this way. In the year that King Uzziah died. But it was not after he died. It was before King Uzziah died that Isaiah saw this vision. What is the reasoning behind that? The reason behind that it was the vision it was seen after Uzziah died. Then if that was the case, then it should be that when King Jotham was, when he was king, that he saw this vision. Because the king after Uzziah was Jotham. Personally, I do not feel this explanation is very reasonable. Because there is this recording in this particular way, there's a special reason for it. When the Holy Spirit records in the way in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah says he sees this glorious vision. Evidently, this has a very close relationship with Uzziah's death. It is because Uzziah died. It is during this year that Uzziah died, God showed Isaiah this glorious vision. Now, why is it after Uzziah's death that God would show Isaiah this glorious vision? To see that the Lord was on his throne high and exalted. That his glorious clothed garment, his train filled the temple. And then would call Isaiah in this way. God did it in this particular way. It's because we'll discover this fact in history. Because Uzziah was indeed a very great king. After King Solomon, you can say that the kingdom of Judah was able to have such a great and high revival was because of this king Uzziah. The scripture show us that Uzziah became king when he was 16. And he reigned on the throne for 52 years. And when he reigned, he did what was right according to the eyes of God. During the time when Zechariah was the prophet, he diligently sought after God. So God was with him. God had blessed him with special grace. Not only in his reign, in his governing. So that the people of God was able to have peace and rest. Even all the nations paid tribute to him. He was also able to reclaim much of the lost land of the kingdom of Judah.
咗整個猶大嘅國家。
Because he was also a king who loved husbandry, so he also had the kingdom, his temple, the city very beautiful.
有一個咁樣嘅王在位。
And because such a king reigned,
每一个犹太人都相当的心里面觉得相当的享受。
All the Israelites were able to enjoy very much.
现在这个王他驾崩。
Now this king died.
在整个犹太国里面就进入了一个相当的一个沉痛的光景当中。
Therefore, the entire nation of Judah would enter into a time of deep sorrow.
整个国的前途摆面前真的一片的叫人感觉到恐慌。
All the future of the kingdom now would cause others to be afraid.
对于先知以赛亚来讲，
But as to the prophet Isaiah,
就更加是这样。
This is even the case.
我们为什么缘故这样讲？
Why do I say that?
因为以赛亚根据犹太的传统来讲，
Because for Isaiah, according to the tradition of the Jews,
他跟乌西亚王有这个亲戚的关系。
He was related to King Uzziah.
他可以说是乌西亚王的堂兄弟。
You can say he was the cousin of King Uzziah.
并且他经常的出入这个王宫的。
And oftentimes he would enter within and without the palace.
对于整个犹太国事当然在以赛亚心里面更加的清楚。
Therefore, all the officials of the Jewish kingdom, the kingdom of Judah was even more clear.
因为告诉我这个年轻的以赛亚当时在整个犹太国里面跟这个乌西亚一同的长大。
Now, because this young Isaiah during that time grew up together with King Uzziah.
他对于这个为王的这个堂兄他心里面也都相当的敬佩。
To this cousin of his, Uzziah, who was the king, he respected much.
哎呀，他心里面都对于他这个作王有相当欣赏的地方。
Isaiah admired King Uzziah.
虽然在这个乌西亚王晚年的时候，
And even though during the latter days of King Uzziah,
他犯了一个相当得罪神的事情。
He committed a great sin before God.
圣经让我们看见因着神赐福给他，
The scripture shows us because the Lord blessed him.
他实在是有相当的强盛。
He was very strong and powerful.
当他国家相当强盛的时候，
And when the nation was very strong and powerful,
圣经说他就心高气傲。
The scriptures record for us, he became proud and his heart was lifted up.
他以为他作皇帝就什么都可以做了。
He thought, no, just because he was king, he can do anything.
所以他擅闯圣殿。
So he went into the temple.
他不是一个祭司。
He was not a priest.
他是一个君王。
He is a king.
他不应该应当去摸呢啲咁样呢个祭祀嘅事情。
He cannot touch the matters of the sacrifice.
用我哋话讲，神将嗰个管治嘅责任俾过佢。
God has given him the ministry, the responsibility to govern.
呢啲属灵嘅事情好似似乎唔应该喺佢手里面。
The spiritual matters ought not to be in his hand.
但系佢觉得佢贵为一国之君。
Yet he thought because he was king over the nation.
佢随意都可以作嘅。
He can do whatever he wanted.
所以喺佢觉得相当不得了嘅时候。
So when he thought he was very great and powerful.
佢唔理呢啲嘅祭司嘅。
He was not mindful of the priest who hindered him.
圣经话呢一个大祭司撒加利亚相当嘅勇敢。
The scriptures record for us that Zechariah was very brave.
佢带着80个祭司拦阻住呢一个嘅神，呢个嘅乌西亚。
And he had with him 80 priests to hinder, to obstruct Uzziah.
拦阻佢喺圣殿里面要嚟到烧香。
To hinder him from burning incense in the temple.
但系乌西亚一啲都唔理会。
But Uzziah didn't pay no attention.
并且向着佢哋发怒。
And he was angry with them.
就喺佢献祭嘅时候，烧香嘅时候。
It was during the time when he was going to burn the incense.
忽然头上就长咗呢个大额上长咗大麻风。
Suddenly his forehead became leprous.
从此佢就一个成为一个长大麻风嘅。
From that point on, he was a leper.
佢不能够在前面嚟到治理国事。
No longer can he govern before the people.
佢就只能够退居到幕后去。
He only had to go behind the scenes.
从嗰个时候开始，佢就将佢王位让俾佢儿子约坦。
From that point on, he gave the throne, the reign to his son Jotham.
呢个实在系乌西亚一生里面一件悲痛嘅事情。
That is a very sad episode for the life of the king Uzziah.
受到神严厉嘅管教。
It was a very strict scourging from God.
人嘅骄傲喺神嘅面前，神实在系所系。
Indeed, God despises man's pride before him.
圣经让我睇见神赐恩俾谦卑嘅。
The scriptures show us that God would give grace to the humble.
神阻挡骄傲嘅人。
But he will resist the proud.
骄傲嘅罪喺神嘅面前相当看为呢个嘅污秽。
The sin of proud is abominable before God.
神可以让人有一定程度嘅位分。
God will give certain status to people.
但神恨污人心里面嘅骄傲。
Yet God despised the pride that is in heart of man.
因为骄傲嘅灵乃从撒旦而嚟嘅。
Because the spirit of pride is from Satan.
撒旦就系要抬举佢嘅自己。
It was Satan himself who wanted to
uplift himself. And he surpassed his own position. And such a spirit entered into the spirit of Uzziah. So within he became very prideful. He felt now that he's king, he can do whatever he pleased. God strictly, sternly disciplined him. And God disciplined him. Because the scriptures tell us that pride comes before fall. And this is that pride comes before destruction. And a haughty heart before a fall. And this is something that God will greatly despise. Because of Uzziah's pride, he became a leper. We can say that then the leprosy is the sign for his pride. Before he was able to lift his head before man. But now he can only have his face covered. He can only retreat behind the scenes. No longer can he reign before the other's presence. Even though that's the case. This matter is something that's well known by Isaiah. But now as Jotham was becoming the ruler, others would see and would know. Jotham was not a match, not to the status of Uzziah yet. So when he was enthroned, the officials still had many things that they had to ask Uzziah. Because everyone knows, even though now he's a leper, yet in this matter of the governing affairs, instead he was still much wiser than his son. After a period of a time of being a leper, over 10 years, yet he still governed over much. Now, suddenly, King Uzziah died. This is a great blow, a great strike to the nation of Judah. Now, this one that everyone looked up to, this authority. This is a king that everyone admired. This is a king of power that gave us normal days, prosperous days. But now it's all lost. It seems like what hope do we have in our hearts anymore? What can we trust in? In our hearts, now they're filled with sorrow that's inexpressible. All the future of the nation now is in despair. What will come of our days? The fact is, we can see now what happens to the kingdom of Judah in the days ahead. It far cannot live up to the days, the condition of King Uzziah's time. That's why now during this time the hearts were very heavy. Even more so for Isaiah the prophet. To the nation's affair, he had a lot of understanding. Not only did he have sorrow in his heart now because of his brother and his cousin have died, but for the nation, it was very heavy and sorrowful for the nation in his heart. It's during this time, in this glorious vision, God showed Isaiah that the Lord sat highly exalted on the throne. And this glorious vision, we can say there's a reflection for Isaiah. Isaiah saw this fact then. Who indeed is that true authority? Who is the one who is truly seated on the throne? As to man, it is the delegated authority that God has established. Yes, in man's view, it is the king, it is King Uzziah. But God wants to show Isaiah this truth. This true authority is in the high
highly exalted Lord who is on the throne.
真正的权柄,
and this true authority is God himself. Today when we read the book of Romans, we understand this fact. Because there are principalities and power that are established that we have to submit to. Because God says that it is not from him that there is not powers and principalities. But yet God is the highest authority. When we read the book of Daniel, we realize that fact even further. God says to Nebuchadnezzar through the prophet Daniel, now the king Nebuchadnezzar was a very great and powerful king. He was the king of Babylon. Yet God tells him that he must know that it's the Most High God who reigns in man. He is the one who established the king and who destroys the king, and he is the authority over the land. And all authority is in God's hand. And God is the ultimate authority. Even though man may have some authority, yet this authority can never surpass the authority of God. Man thinks that they have some authority. When they think they can do whatever they please, that's when God would intervene and extend his hand. That is, those who have experienced it. Whether individual or corporately. God will show them this fact. God himself is the ultimate authority. So even though this is a great blow to Isaiah, even to the nation of Judah, this is a great blow. Because man's look to the authority that they look to now is all gone. The power in man's perspective that have give them enjoyable days now is gone. But God says he is the highest authority. When God show Isaiah this glorious vision, I am there. I am that ultimate authority. We thank God. When God show Isaiah this glorious fact, even though the throne of man now is empty, but the Lord who is enthroned, seated on high, he is there. He is seated on his throne. His throne is forever not shaken. We thank God. When Isaiah saw this glorious vision, in his heart, he was restful. Because God is still enthroned. And the fact is, throughout history, even though in man's presence is King Uzziah, yet the scriptures repeatedly tell us, it is the Lord God who helped Uzziah. It was because he feared God that God helped him. So that the people, the nation can have peace and rest. Even more clearly now God shows man, it is he who is enthroned. Brothers and sisters, even though the political situation on earth can always change, but we who belong to God must fix our eyes in heaven. It is he who is that true authority. He who is that King of Kings. His throne is never shaken. His throne is set in heaven. And when Isaiah saw this glorious vision, in his heart he is comforted. When we see this glorious vision, on the one hand, we can say that God is the comfort for man. To take care of this difficulty, this issue in the heart of man. It seems like God is saying to Isaiah, in your heart, you are sorrowful and despair. In your heart, you have suffering. For the nation, it seems like it is hopeless. Yet, I am here. I will take care of all the difficulty and hardship in your hearts. But on the other hand, when we read on, we also discover when God shows this glorious vision, at the same time, God desires for a response to this heart of His. When Isaiah saw this glorious vision, when he saw the glory of God filled the land, when he saw the service of the seraphims before God's presence, of course he saw himself. At the same time, we see that Isaiah heard the voice from the throne. When God spoke from the throne,
he
says, whom can I send? Who will go for us? This is the voice of God from the throne. Who can I send? Who will go for us? Why is it during this moment God says these words to Isaiah? It seems like during this time God tells Isaiah, you're concerned for this nation. You're worried for the future of this nation. But do you know here? There is one who concerned, who worry even more. One who cares even more. This is the one who waits for your sympathy, your agreement with him. He is waiting for you to satisfy the desire in his heart. I care for you. I know what your need is within. Yet, do you know what my need is within? Brothers and sisters, here are you able to see this illustration here? Do you see this expression from the heart here in this picture? It seems like God is saying at this point, what you are concerned with in your heart, I will take care of it, I will tell you. Yeah, what is concerning heavy in my heart? Who is able to understand? Brothers and sisters, many times, before God's presence, many times we're only living one-sided. We always say, God, I'm troubled within, I'm sorrowful. God, who is able to understand what is in my heart. God, how many people can understand my hardship? God, may you speak to me. Son, I am here. God says, I'm able to understand your heart. I'm able to know your hardship. We desire to hear God speak to us in that way. Of course, we thank God. God indeed does hear our plea. Just as when God answered Moses and said, I hear the cry of my people. But how many of us will be able to hear the plea that is in heaven? How many of us are able to hear the desires in God's heart? Brothers and sisters, throughout the ages and generations, in the heart of God, He always is longing that some would come to be mindful of His affairs, that some will find sympathy with Him, that some will satisfy the heart and His desire. God says, who can I send? Who will go for us? This is the voice of God from His throne. These words. On the one hand, it is God's desire for us to pay attention of His heart, hoping for man to find agreement with Him. On the other hand, these words also express to us in God's heart, there is a work that He is to complete. Brothers and sisters. On the one hand, God shows us this glory. That man is able to see this glorious vision. So that man will enter in this requirement of God. This is a fact. If we reflect somewhat, we'll see throughout the history when God reveals His glory, when God shows visions to us, God desires to bring us into the vision which He shows us, into His heart, into His desire, so that man would respond to His request. We see that when the God of glory revealed Himself to Abraham, during the generation when there was wickedness and evil, you can say the land was desolate and barren, and they rebelled against God. In the land, there was no one who knew God. It was under this desolation and barren situation. God is to begin a new beginning. Amongst the thousands, God revealed Himself in glory to Abraham. The glory, God of glory. When Abraham was still in Haran, even before he was in Haran, when he was in Mesopotamia, God revealed Himself to him. God called him out of his land and his kindred. Why did God reveal Himself to Abraham? Why did God call Abraham? It's because God desired for someone to satisfy His request. It is through the plan of God, through this individual, God will have a new beginning. For this person to begin the work that God will complete. So God awaited and awaited. Until the day of God was fulfilled. God opened, revealed His glory to man. God showed this glorious vision to man. Such a glorious vision is to lead man into this glorious fact, this truth. So man would answer this calling of God. Therefore we're able to see this and we thank God. Abraham obeyed. Abraham by faith then arose and followed the request of God. Because the vision was not only open to man, the vision is also to lead us into the reality of the vision, to be able to obtain to the requirement of God. That is the experience of Abraham. We see that is the same experience of Jacob. When Jacob left his father's house, when he went to Beersheba, when he was heading toward Haran, when he came to this place, Luz, the scriptures record God appeared to him in the night time. Even though he was very weary, and he used the pillar, the stone pillar, as a pillow. But it was in his dream that God spoke to Jacob. God showed this glorious vision to Jacob. God showed Jacob the heavens open to him. And he saw that there was a ladder from heaven to earth. And the angels, who were messengers of God, was going up and down on this ladder. The scriptures recorded for us when Jacob awoke. He said, this is no other place. But the house of God. And this is the gate to heaven. How terrible is this place? So he says there's no other name for this place. And he named that place Bethel. And that is the house of God. And when we read, we'll discover, why is it that there's so much things going on with Jacob? This place was called Luz.
Why is it that you woke up and you would name this place Bethel? But when you read it again, it is this glorious vision that God desired for Jacob to enter into. It seems like by that, God has put his stamp of approval on this name that God, that Jacob has changed. Because from that point on, that place was named Bethel. God didn't say to Jacob, now you're full and you have nothing better to do. But God called that place Bethel. After 20 years, even Jacob himself had forgotten. God once again revealed himself to Jacob. How did God call himself? He says, I am the God of Bethel. It was at that place, I am the God who appeared to you at this pillar which you anoint with oil. Now Jacob has returned to that place 20 years later. God says, yes, he is the God of that place, the God of Bethel. It is not that God was afraid that Jacob would have forgotten. It is there that God desires for Jacob to see. The vision and the dream that he had was God's desire. God desires to gain such a house. So God gave this dream to Jacob. This vision is to have man have a response to this desire. And through this vision, he is to lead man into this desire. This is the reason why God gives visions to men. Of course, when we see Moses, it is the same. He saw the burning bush. God says, this is holy ground. At the same time, God says, I will send you to my people to lead them here.
換句說話說,
in other words, God has his own will, that is, he is to do there. He is awaiting for man to respond to his call. Now we see for Isaiah, it is the same. God has opened this glorious vision to Isaiah. God showed him this glorious vision. God is to lead him into this vision so that he can have sympathy with God, so that he can satisfy God himself. So brothers and sisters, many a times we desire for spiritual vision. Many times we desire to have spiritual understanding, that we can see a vision. Many times we say without vision the people will perish. Many times we say we need vision. But do we notice the fact, if we're given a vision, what is the purpose of the vision? The vision is not for your sake, not for my sake. The vision is not to satisfy our request. But the vision is to show us, to satisfy God's desire. So that when we have a true vision, we can respond to God's desire. Therefore, we see this glorious vision being opened to Isaiah. And then God calls Isaiah. God says, who will go for us? Who can I send? This is God's mind, his desire that he speaks to man. We thank God. Here there is Isaiah. He saw the glory of God. He heard the desire of God. And he responded to the desire of God. He says, here am I. Send me.
me. I'm willing to answer your call. I'm willing to satisfy your call. This is the beauty of Isaiah. We thank God. This is the group of people that God is awaiting for. Do they only have spiritual understanding? But they truly have a desire to please God. To respond to this calling of God. This is what God desires throughout the ages. At the same time, during these words, evidently it shows us what God desires to do. He is waiting for man to cooperate, to work together with him. God says, who shall I send?
有哪个肯为我去呢?
Who will go for us?
很显然神就给我们看见,
very evidently by these words, God show us there's work that he will do.
他等候着有人接受这个使命,
he is waiting for someone to answer to this commission.
来到与他同工,
to work together with him.
来到作神所要作的事,
to do which God wants done. To complete which God desires for him to do. So God says, whom shall I send? Who shall go for us? The scriptures show us. God is not only a God of revelation. God is also a God who works. Ever since man fell and sin. God had never found rest. God continues to be at work. Of course, in this God's work, it is a restoration work. Therefore, when our Lord Jesus was on earth, our Lord says that my Father has been at work since now, till now. Our Lord says that his Father is at work. When our Lord was on earth, the Father was still working. Of course, our Lord says the Son is also at work. Because in that plan of God, in the will of God, when it is not finished yet, God continues to work. He continues to work until his will is fulfilled. So then we ask, what is this work that God is to do? What is the work that God wants fulfilled? What is this will of God? If we simply turn to the New Testament, from the words of Paul, the words tell us, because from the mystery that has been hid throughout the ages, God has placed in Paul. Paul is able to see that mystery that God was have hidden throughout the ages. God opens this mystery to us, this desire that he has on his throne through Paul. What is it that God wants to do? From the words of Paul, very simply we can say, what God wants to do, that is for his Son to have the preeminence in all things. So that all things, whether in heaven, on earth, or beneath the earth, would submit under his Son. And that is that eternal will of God. Yet at the same time, on the other side of this eternal will of God, we're also able to see what God wants to do. That is to find a home for his Son. It is for his Son to find a habitation of rest. We can say these are two sides of God's will. It is for his Son to be the head over all things. That God is continuing to work in that direction. It is in order for his Son to find rest. God continues to work in that direction.
当然, 神的儿子能够得着安息,
of course, when the Son of God is able to find rest,
那是神要为着个儿子来得着个家,
that is because God desires to find a home for His Son.
所以神在历世历代当中一直来做这件事情,
so throughout the generation and ages, God continues to do this work.
这个家是一个什么样的家?
What kind of house this home is?
当然这个家我们明显地知道, 这个家并不是外面物质的家,
very clearly we know this house is not a materialistic house.
我们在新约圣经里面,
in the New Testament, we know very clearly this habitation is the children of God. This dwelling place, this habitation is the house of the living God. This house is the children, the people of God. So you see that God calls this Isaiah. God says, whom shall I send?
这个意思说,
Isaiah says, here am I, send me.
然后神就对他说,
and then God says to him,
他说,
God says to Isaiah, go and tell this people.
我不知,
in other words,
你说我在这地方,
Isaiah says, here am I, send me.
神说,
God says, go amongst my people.
这个是神所打发去的地方,
this is where God sends Isaiah.
这个是神要他做的事情,
this is what God wants Isaiah to do.
也都显明神所关心的到底是什么?
It also shows us what God is concerned with.
神所关心的,
what God cares for,
乃是神的百姓,
it is for His people.
神在荣耀的意象里面看见,
in this glorious vision we see,
祂的宝座高高在上,
God's throne is highly exalted.
祂的衣裳遮盖在整个圣殿的地方,
His garment, His train filled the temple.
祂遮掩住整个圣殿,
that His train filled the temple.
荣耀充满在整个圣殿的地方,
and the glory filled the temple.
并且在那地方有声音说圣哉圣哉圣哉,
there's this voice saying, holy, holy, holy.
万军的耶和华的荣耀充满了全地,
it's the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of His glory.
这个呼喊的声音, 门槛就震动,
and because of this voice, the doorpost shook.
这个门槛就是圣殿的门槛,
and this is the doorpost to the temple.
门槛的根基震动起,
and the foundation of the temple, the doorpost shook.
然后下面好像突然间没了这个事实一样,
and then it seems like this never took place.
下面就转过来, 让我看见神所关心的乃是神的百姓,
and then it turns and shows us what God is caring for is His people.
事实你看见一个事实,
the fact is we see this truth.
这件事那个相对的事情,
it is something that is parallel. God's temple represents His presence. God's temple represents His desire throughout the ages. What is this desire?
This
desire of God is that He will dwell amongst men, that He will become the protection of men, that He will become the guarantee of men, that He will become the presence with men. That is the fact, the truth He wants to manifest in His children. Now when we go back and see in the book of Exodus, we see when the people left Egypt, when they were in the wilderness,
神对摩西说,
God says to Moses,
你要晓谕这帮百姓,
you must tell this people,
为我送一些礼物来,
that you will have them bring gifts,
又当为我做圣所,
and that they will build for me this tabernacle,
使我可以住在他们中间,
so that I may dwell in their midst.
换言之神在这个地方要表明他自己的心,
in other words, it shows us God's desire. He wants to dwell amongst His people.
神是怎样住在神的百姓中间?
Now how does God dwell amongst His people?
按照我们来看,
according to us,
神要住在神的百姓中间,
when God desires to live in amongst His people, and when the people has encamped, set up their tents around the place,
神就自然就住在其中就可以,
naturally God can just dwell in their midst.
但是神不是这样住在神的百姓中间,
but that is not how God dwelt amongst His people.
神说要为我做一个帐幕,
God says, build for me a tabernacle,
使我住在他们中间,
so that I may live amongst them.
换言之神是藉着这个帐幕来与人同住,
in other words, God is living, dwelling amongst the people through this tabernacle.
为什么缘故神好像做了这么多余的事情?
Why it seems like God is doing so much extra work,
要做一个帐幕来
to dwell this tabernacle, to live amongst men. On the one hand, of course, we see that people cannot satisfy the nature of God. God's not able to find rest amongst them.
This
people is not qualified for God to live in them. Because their nature does not match with God. Therefore, God has to show on the mount the pattern of the tabernacle to Moses. Now, all the color of the tabernacle, each seam, each thread, all the measurements, everything must be according to the requirement of God. Apparently, it shows us the very nature of God. And that's where the satisfaction of God is. So when God is able to gain something He is pleased with, then His glory can fill it to manifest for us His presence. And then later on, when God had David's son Solomon built the temple. Likewise, that is the same. God showed the blueprint to David. Solomon must build the temple according to the blueprint which the father David saw. After the temple was built, then we can see the glory of God again fill this place. It is through this that God dwelt amongst men. Very naturally, we know this is only a type. Because when the Lord came on earth, the scriptures tell us the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. And a better translation is He tabernacled amongst us. He is that true tabernacle. And He is that true tabernacle the Lord is referring to. And He dwelt amongst us. Now this temple, this tabernacle, it is only a type to show us God's desire to live amongst His people. It also shows us what is the care in God's heart. It is for His people.
So
at the end of the book of Isaiah, what words did Isaiah say? He says, saith the Lord of hosts, that the heaven is my throne and the earth is my stool. Where can I find a place of rest? That what is this temple that you will build for me? All that you see, it is made by my hands. In other words,
他心里面所盼望的,
what is the desire in God's heart? Even though this is a physical tabernacle,
神心里面所盼望的,
but what God truly desires is to dwell amongst His people. So that God is able to gain the position which He is worthy of amongst His people.
因此神让以赛亚看见这个异象,
God shows this vision to Isaiah. God calls Isaiah to execute His will. It is so that the people can return. In Isaiah 66, the words does not end there. God's words show us that what is in God's heart, what He cares for, all those who tremble at my word, all those who He looks for, is He searches for, He looks for, are those, are those who are poor and of a contrite spirit and tremble at His word. And that is God's desire to gain this group of people, to manifest His presence. If God's desire is only for the tabernacle, it's only for the temple, we can see that these things would not happen in history, that the temple would not be destroyed,
外邦所践踏。
That they would not be taken apart by the Gentiles.
神绝对应当保护佢嘅呢个圣殿。
God will absolutely protect his own temple.
但系神并冇保护呢个圣殿。
But God did not protect the temple.
因为呢个物质嘅东西唔系神真正所关心。
Because this is a physical matter that is not in God's heart.
神所关心嘅系呢一班神嘅百姓。
What God looks for is this group of people.
佢要住喺佢哋中间。
He desires to live amongst them.
可惜我哋睇见。
Sadly, we see.
神呢一个心。
This heart of God.
神所有得着嘅。
What God wants to gain.
一直以来冇办法可以得着。
God has never been able to find.
呢班嘅以色列百姓。
This group of Israel.
冇办法满足神嘅心。
They were not able to satisfy God's heart.
唔系过去嘅时间系咁样。
It's not only in the past.
一直都系咁。
Even until today, that is the case.
嚟到以赛亚嘅时候。
Even during the time of Isaiah.
以赛亚嘅所面对嘅呢一班嘅神嘅百姓。
This people which Isaiah faced.
更加系咁。
That is even worse.
神话你到呢一班嘅百姓当中
，God says, go to this people.
你话俾呢一班百姓听
，and tell them.
讲乜嘢
？Tell them what?
好稀奇
，amazingly.
讲乜嘢
？Tell them what?
乜嘢嚟都讲俾呢班百姓听
？What does God want Isaiah to tell the people?
佢哋听系要听见
，hear ye indeed.
却不明白
，but understand not.
看。是要看见
and see indeed,
却不晓得
but perceive not.
要使到呢班百姓心蒙之油，耳朵发沉
make the heart of this people fat,
眼睛昏迷
and make their ears heavy.
佢话恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过嚟就得咗医治啊
and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and convert and be healed.
呢个系神对以赛亚讲嘅说
These are the words God spoke to Isaiah.
我哋都知道呢句说系一个好。特别嘅事
We find these words are very special.
亦都一个好重要嘅事
They're also very important.
因为到咗新约嘅时候，你睇见。
Because in the New Testament, we're able to see.
喺福音书嘅里头。
We see these words in the Gospel.
喺使徒传嘅里头。
We see these words in the Book of Acts.
喺罗马书嘅里头。
We see these words in the Book of Romans.
一次一次嘅出现。
Again and again they appear.
我哋主自己曾经讲过呢段嘅说话。
Our Lord Himself spoke these words.
引用个先知以赛亚所讲嘅呢，神对以赛亚所讲嘅呢句说话。
He used these very words that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah.
当我哋主讲咗呢个天国嘅比喻啦。
After our Lord gave the parable of the kingdom.
然后门徒们就嚟到佢身边。
And then the disciples came to the Lord and asked.
就问佢话对众人讲说话，为乜嘢要讲比喻啊
？And he asked the Lord, Lord, why do you speak in parables to them?
主就用呢一段嘅说话嚟到解释。
The Lord answered them with these words of Isaiah.
要叫呢班百姓听是听见，却不明白；看是看见，却不晓得。
And so he says that they would hear indeed and hear not, and they will see indeed and perceive not.
主引用呢一段嘅说话。
The Lord uses these words from Isaiah.
喺约翰福音12章，主再一次引用咁嘅说话。
Again in the Gospel according to John chapter 12, the Lord uses these words again.
因为虽然主喺度点行咗神迹，讲咗好多说话。
God has used many miracles, spoken much words.
但系佢哋仍旧不相信。
Yet they still was unbelieving.
约翰就引用呢一段说话。
So John uses these words.
佢呢啲百姓就系好似先知以赛所讲嘅一样。
These people are just as the Isaiah prophet, the prophet Isaiah has.
佢哋咧又蒙咗心，心蒙咗之油。
That their hearts are heavy with fat。
到咗《使徒行传》嘅时候
，In the Book of Acts，
你睇住《使徒行传》二十八章，到保罗嚟到呢个嘅罗马嘅时候
，When we see Paul was in Rome in Acts chapter 28，
佢召集咗呢一班嘅犹太嘅领袖嚟
，He called all the leaders of the Jewish people。
佢哋讲，佢话俾听佢点解要嚟到罗马
？He tells them why he is in Rome。
佢亦都喺嗰个地方去向佢哋讲论神国嘅事情。
There he also tells them the kingdom of God。
但系结果有一啲人信，有一啲人唔相信。
Yet some believe and some still did not believe。
呢个保罗就引用呢段嘅说话
，And then Paul uses these very words。
先知以赛所讲嘅话，用喺你身上嗰正系对嘅。
And he says that the words of the prophet Isaiah used upon you are correct.
呢啲百姓又蒙咗心，心蒙咗脂油。
Now these people, their hearts are heavy with fat.
当佢讲到犹太嘅神嘅百姓嘅时候
，And then when he spoke on the people of the Jewish nation，
呢班人佢何等心硬嘅时候
，Now when they're so hard-hearted，
喺罗马书十一章嘅里头
，In Romans chapter 11，
保罗又用呢一段嘅说话
，Again he uses these words。
所以你睇见呢一段嘅说话系一段相当重要嘅说话。
So we see these words are very, very important。
但呢段说话到底系指在乜嘢嚟？
What does these words speak of?
这段说话很多时候我们以为说
Many times we think these words mean,
神为什么缘故这样?
Why is it God is acting in this way?
哎呀,神根本上不想我们明白,
no, God doesn't want us to understand at all.
神根本上就不想我们晓得,
it is because God does not want us to perceive.
所以难怪有些人听都听不明白,
and that's why we hear and we do not understand.
一点都不晓得,
that's why we do not perceive.
是因为神根本上不想我们明白,
it's because God himself does not want us to understand.
神并不是不想人明白,
no, that is not God's heart that he does not want us to understand.
只不过神让我们看见一个事实,
but it is God showing us this fact.
人的心在神的面前的光景到底是什么样的光景?
What is the condition of man's heart before God?
人的心在神的面前, 面对着神的说话,
the heart of man, their condition before God is, it is hard, our hearts are hardened and our necks are stiff. That we have covered and deceived our own hearts.
人没向着心,
that our hearts are not open to God. In other words, God only shows us our very condition before the prophet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们不要以为先知时代神的百姓是这样的,
let us not only think this is the people's condition during the period of the prophets.
我们不要以为在主耶稣时代,使徒时代,神的百姓光景是这样的,
do not only think that is the condition of the people during the times of the Gospels and the Acts and the Lord Jesus.
神的人在神的面前,
man's condition before God,
人向着神的心是这样的光啊,
man's heart toward God is always that hard. Man does not understand God's work. We do not understand God's requirements.
人不过在照着自己来生活,
but man continues to live as they please. Brothers and sisters, if we reflect on history throughout, we will see this fact. That is how man's heart is always. The heart of man toward God and his words. This is the condition that is expressed here. Our hearts are hardened. We do not want to accept the word of God. We do not understand the heart of God. Even though there is religious activity externally, even though there is daily sacrifices, it seems like man is drawing near to God. Yet the heart of man is so far away from God. You still remember these words in Isaiah chapter 29. It says, said of the Lord, these people draw near to me with their lips, yet their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. And these are the very clear words of God. Even though there is this act of worship externally, there is this religious activity, yet their hearts are hardened. Their hearts are far away from God. In other words, there is no function at all of the word of God in man's heart. Yes, they have heard indeed. They seemingly have heard. They seemingly have seen. Yet they do not perceive. They do not understand. Brothers and sisters, if we ask our own spiritual condition, these words, very words, are reflection for us. Likewise, are we in the Word of God? That is also our situation. That our hearts are heavy with fat. That our hearts are heavy with fat. We have seemingly heard, yet we do not understand. We don't understand the heart of God. We do not understand the matters of God. We do not understand the requirement of God. It seems like we have seen. We have some spiritual understanding, yet we perceive nothing. What is the will of God? Brothers and sisters, Your spiritual condition, my spiritual condition.
我们常常说, 我们好像似乎对神之外的事情,
How is that? But yet, outside of God, all the other matters, it seems like we have full understanding.
我们好像没有知识没有智慧,
it seems like we're full of knowledge and wisdom about other matters.
我们好像一个很聪明的人,
it seems like we're a very wise person.
但是当我们碰到神的事情的时候,
yet, when we come into God's matters,
我们好像门外汉一样,
it seems like we're outside the door. It seems like we don't understand any of it. It seems like we do understand. Yet we do not have that spiritual reality of it. We are only on the surface of religion. We are only on the external surface. It seems like we are worshipping there. It seems like we are serving there. It seems as we are serving God there. But indeed, what does the heart of God desire? What is the care in God's heart? It seems like we do not know of it. Our heart has been occupied by so many other things. Our heart has become so hardened.
没有向神有犹豫,
and we are not soft and tender before God, even to a point. Our spiritual knowledge has taken grab hold of us. It has become so hardened that it seems like we have no means to turn and repent. So the words of the Lord there says, lest they return. That is not God's desire that they would do that. But that is our true condition.
哎呀, 弟兄姐,
brothers and sisters, that is the condition of the people of God throughout the ages.
神啊,
God says, who will go for us?
我可以打发哪个?
Whom shall I send?
以赛亚,
Isaiah,
他说,
from Isaiah we thank God. Isaiah says, here am I. Send me. God
去哪裡?
Says, go. Go where? Go to this people. What type of people are they?
某程度來說,
to a certain degree, this really saddens us. What type of people are they?
神好像似乎告訴以賽亞,
it seems like God is telling Isaiah to go.
但你的工作是沒有果效,
but seemingly telling Isaiah, your work will be fruitless.
是用我們的話說,
in other words, when we say we're working in vain,
你說了很多,
they have spoken much. Yet they will not understand.
廣東人說牛皮燈籠射擊都不入,
and so that is the Cantonese saying, no matter how hard you try, they just won't get it. So there's no way to turn them around. They will completely not understand.
你再做再講,
no matter how much you work, how much you say,
都是一個這樣的光景,
that will be the condition.
沒有果效的服侍,
it is a service that is fruitless.
弟兄姐,
brothers and sisters,
今天我們服侍主,
today when we serve the Lord,
今天我們服侍弟兄姐,
when we serve brothers and sisters,
今天我們在地方來幫助人,
when we help others, but if that's the condition that we face,
你會怎麼樣?
How will we be like?
你心裡會不會怎麼樣?
How will our hearts be like?
看見這個人,
we see this individual
從蒙恩一路到今日,
ever since being saved by grace until today, externally from the day,
哎呀, 真的已經成長,
it should have been matured.
但是從屬靈的裡面看,
but in spiritual reality,
依然是一個嬰孩,
it is still a babe.
依然對屬靈的事情一點都明白,
he still has no spiritual understanding.
依然一點都沒有長進,
and he still has not yet grown.
你不是沒有努力地服侍他,
we have served him diligently.
你不是沒有將神的話語給過他,
we have fed the word of God to him.
但是他一點都不能夠進步,
yet there is no advance.
一點都沒有辦法長進,
there is no growth.
一點都仍舊停留在那個階段裡,
still remaining in that situation.
心裡面好像被纏累住,
it seems like there is entanglement in the heart.
許多東西將他包圍住,
there are so many things surrounding him.
弟兄姐,
brothers and sisters,
你的心是一個怎樣的心?
How is our heart like? 弟兄姐, brothers and sisters,
難怪, 當以賽亞聽見這些說話的時候,
so when Isaiah heard these words,
他怎麼反應?
He says, what did Isaiah say?
他說我就說,
Isaiah said, then said I,
主啊,
Lord,
這到幾時為止?
How long?
到幾時?
How long?
主啊, 到幾時?
Lord, how long?
你话呢句说话我哋都讲过。
You say we say the same words.
我哋都祷告话主啊，到几时
？We pray to the Lord how long？
系当我俾人压迫嘅时候。
When we are an oppressed.
俾我俾人欺负嘅时候。
When we are being picked on.
系啊，做嘢喺公司里面俾人即系不无理嘅对待嘅时候。
When I'm mistreated at work.
哎呀，我翻到屋企，我话神啊，到几时
？I go home and pray to God. God, how long？
哎呀，几时救我离开呢间公司
？Lord, how long before you deliver me from this company？
哎呀，当我喺个地方遇到难处嘅时候
，When I encounter difficulty，
周围都遇到困境嘅时候
，When I'm in difficulty around me，
周围更多顺利就系我头头都碰着好多难处。
When everyone has smooth sailing, but yet for me there are so many difficulties。
哎呀，主啊，到几时
？Lord, how long？
几时先可以离开呢种光景
？How long before you deliver me from this condition？
系咪咁
？Is that the case？
你话我梗系冇咁市侩啊
！You say no, I'm not that way.
我知道咧，主向着我话嘅意念都系好嘅意念。
I know that the thoughts that God has for me are good thoughts.
哎呀，我侍奉主，我只会喺神面前话，只系到几时呢句说话系为用着侍奉你讲嘅啫。
Right now, I only use these words in this way. How long to God in service only, not for my own affairs.
我只会喺神面前祷告神啊，到几时
？I only pray before God. God, how long？
几时呢个弟兄姊妹先会改变
？How long before this particular brother？
几时个聚会先至光景比较上？
How long before the condition of the spiritual worship is better? I thank the Lord.
有咁样样嘅祷告。
We have such prayers.
当然一个好好嘅祷告。
Of course, that is a good prayer.
到几时
？How long？
如果有咁样样嘅反应
，If that is the reflection，
当然系一个好嘅反应。
Of course, it is a good reflection。
以赛亚为着神嘅百姓
，Isaiah for the people of God，
为着神嘅话要喺神嘅百姓身上有所转变。
In order for the word of God to have this change in God's people。
神嘅话能够得到通
，That God's word can have the channel。
佢盼望睇见呢个光景转变。
Isaiah desires to see this condition turn around。
佢不仅要问神话，你所讲嘅呢种境况要到几时为止
？He desires for this, so he asks Lord, Lord, this condition you speak of, how long？
唔通我哋冇盼望
？Would it be that we are hopeless？
唔通一直就系咁样落去吗
？Would it be that we will continue in this way？
几时可以停止
？How long？ How long before this ends？
几时唔再系咁嘅光景
？How long before this condition ends？
感谢神
，Thank God！
神爱佢嘅百姓
，God loves His people。
神一直盼望佢嘅百姓系成为佢安息嘅所在。
God forever desires His people to be the rest for Him。
神盼望就住喺佢嘅百姓嘅中间。
God desires to live amongst His people。
呢个先系真真正正叫神安息嘅所在。
That is the true desire that God can find rest amongst His people。
神嘅百姓就系神自己真正要得着嘅殿。
It is the people of God that is the true temple which God is after.
神要住喺其中。
God wants to dwell in the midst of it.
但可惜呢班嘅百姓。
But sadly, these people.
佢哋如果冇转变。
If they do not turn.
佢哋如果冇更新。
If they do not have a renewal.
佢哋如果冇回转。
If they do not convert and return.
佢哋就冇办法能够让神嘅旨意得着成就。
They will not allow for the will of God to be done.
几时可有所转变
？How long before this？
我哋感谢神。
We thank God.
神嘅话让我哋睇见。
The word of God tells us.
佢话直到城邑荒凉
，until the cities be wasted without inhabitant，
无人居住
，without inhabitant，
房屋空闲
，and the houses
无人
，without man，
地土极其荒凉
，and the land be utterly desolate。
又话将人迁到远方
，and the Lord have removed man far away。
喺呢个境内撇下地土很多
，and there are great forsaking。
境内剩下嘅人还有十分之一都被吞灭。
In the midst of the land, but yet in it shall it be a tenth, and it shall return, and it shall be eaten.
然后下边就话。
And then it says,
佢话被砍下，剩翻树墩子。
Even the trees, when they cast their leaves, brothers and sisters,
你读落去你好似觉得哎呀，真系好悲惨。
When you read on, you find this is a very sad picture.
真系好伤痛。
It is very painful.
几时呢？
When will this be?
几时先有救啊
？When will there be help?
几时先有转变
？When will there be this turnaround?
神话几时
？When does God say?
荒凉之尽。
When it is completely wasted and desolate.
神话几时
？When does God say?
喺人睇嚟一切全无盼望。
God says, when in man's view it is completely hopeless.
所有东西被剥夺正正啊。
When everything is stripped and taken away completely.
呢个就系神对以赛亚嘅回答。
This is the answer of God to Isaiah.
几时
？When？
等住
，brothers and sisters.
神嘅讲嘅呢个时候。
When God says of this time.
正让我睇见神嗰个拯救嘅法则。
We will see then the principle of deliverance from God.
乜嘢时候先有回转嘅机会
？When is it there is this chance to return？ When it is when there is that time when nothing is there. When man completely finds it hopeless. Then that is where the hope is. As a teal tree, as an oak tree, whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves. It seems like they are completely cut off. But God says,
树等却仍存留,
the stump is still there.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
好似似乎乜嘢都冇了,
it seems as if nothing is there.
树等在这里,
but the stump, the substance is in it.
有树等,
there is the stump.
就有生机,
then there is the chance for it to grow.
就有再生的盼望,
there is this hope for it to grow again. It seems like everything now is gone. But God shows us in that situation, there is resurrection there. This is the principle of salvation from God. In our words today, when we're at our end, that is the beginning.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, today, when you and I are satisfied with our spiritual condition, if you say, I'm very satisfied,
请你原谅我大胆这么说,
will you forgive me to dare say this very boldly? That is when we know nothing of ourselves.
如果我们不满意,
if we say we're not satisfied,
这样又怎么样?
And then what?
几时可以回转?
When can we return?
几时可以有办法转过来?
How long before we return?
到有一天,
one day,
一切都没办法的时候,
when there is no way with anything,
神就伸出手来,
God will extend forth his hand.
神拯救就在那时,
that is where God's deliverance is. Brothers and sisters,
很多时候,
many a times,
神为什么缘故不作工?
Why is it that God will not work? Because we have too many of our own ways. You know, that is man's difficulty. This is man's greatest difficulty. This is in the Chinese words, we will try our best to uphold it no matter what. It's very difficult to translate the meaning of it. That even if we have a little way with it, we will still think we still are very good at it. We think we still are able to do it. It's not the case. Brothers and sisters, we think we're able. God says, fine, do it. If you think you're able,
你觉得可以,
you think that is okay,
你觉得有本事,
if you think you're capable,
神养得你,
God will allow you.
你真的觉得自己得,
if you think you're able,
很多时候就因为我们所以为的得,
it is because many times we think we are able,
神在我们里面,
within us,
就因为我们的得,
because God allowed for us, we think we're able.
神没办法做工,
God has no way to work.
我们的光景,
that is our condition.
就只有越过越就是这样。
The more and more as time passed by, that is how it is.
难怪有些时候,
that's why sometimes
神要兴起一些环境,
God have to raise up certain situations,
兴起难处理,
certain conditions,
让我们碰到焦头烂额,
so that we will fall utterly.
哎呀, 我们觉得我们没办法,
then we find we have no other way. We have no hope.
我们投降了,
we surrender.
我们什么都没力量,
we have no more strength.
我们俯伏在神面前,
we come before God prostrated.
神我真的没办法,
God, I have no other way.
除了你我没办法,
besides you, I have no other way.
感谢神,
thank God.
有生机,
there is a chance,
有转机,
there. There is hope. There is a change.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你我多少熟龄的经历不是这样,
how many of your experience, my experience, that is the case.
你我多少熟龄的转机不是这样,
so many spiritual turnarounds, that is the case.
神不是想苦待我们,
God does not want to mistreat us.
神不是想抛弃他的百姓,
it is not that God wants to forsake his people.
神是,
but God must act in that way. that he must do this.
拋棄罪,
he is forced to forsake his people.
然後再讓他們再回歸過來,
and then allow for them to return.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
這個是神的恩典,
that is the grace of God.
這個是神的作為,
that is the work of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看見神寶座的心,
when we see the heart of God on his throne,
在人看來,
in man's view,
人以為好的時候,
when man thinks it is
人以為我有可以誇耀和依靠的時候,
when man thinks I can boast, I can rely on myself,
神沒辦法做事,
there is no way for God to work.
特別是一片聲平的時候,
especially when everything is peaceful,
人覺得自己在這個國,在這個皇權底下,很有榮耀的時候,
when man feels safe and peace in this kingdom and there's pride,
在神來說,這是危機,
to God, that is a crisis.
所以神讓烏西亞下去,
so God allowed for Uzziah to die.
因為神要作更新的事,
because God will do a renewing work.
當神看見沒有盼望的時候,
and when man sees there's no other hope,
有需要的時候,
when there is a need there,
神一面給你我安慰,
on the one hand, God will give you comfort.
但神同時盼望人對他有認識,
but at the same time, God desires for us to know him.
認識神的榮耀,
to know his glory,
認識神的自己,
to know God himself,
在神榮耀的裡頭,
know God in his glory,
看見自己的境況,
then we will know our own condition.
以賽亞自己需要這個經驗,
Isaiah had this experience.
神百姓更需要這個經驗,
the people of God even more so need such an experience.
所以神讓以賽亞榮耀的裡面看見自己,
therefore, God showed Isaiah himself in the glory. And through Isaiah, this vessel to do his work. It is to manifest the salvation of God. We thank God. Isaiah. The book of Isaiah.
不是一本審判的書,
it is not a book of judgment,
是一本救恩的書,
but it is a book of salvation.
先知以賽的名字就是耶和華拯救,
the name of the prophet Isaiah is that Jehovah the Lord saves.
是耶和華的救恩,
it is the salvation of the Lord.
是耶和華是我的救恩,
we can say that the Lord God is my salvation.
而當你看整個以賽亞書的時候,
when we read out throughout the book of Isaiah,
你就發覺這個架構就放在一個地方,
we can see this is how the structure is.
神在樹讓人看見人的光景,
God shows man their condition.
神亦都將救恩臨到人的身上,
God also delivers man from their condition.
你從第一章讀到第35章,
from chapter 1 to chapter 35,
你看見先知在那裡為著神審判他的百姓,
we see that the prophet Isaiah judged the people, condemns the people,
顯明他百姓的那種敗壞,
to reveal the corruption that is in the people,
預言神百姓將會遇到的事情,
to prophesy the events that the people of God will face.
你讀到36章到39章,
when we read chapter 36 to chapter 39,
好像似乎在講一個歷史,
it seems like it's telling us history there.
講緊希西家王的故事,
it is telling us the story of Hezekiah.
但是你摸一摸你就看見神在藉著這個故事講什麼,
but if we touch it and get into it, we see that God's telling us something else through the story.
神說我阻擋驕傲的人,
God says he resists the proud,
賜恩給謙卑的人,
but he gives grace to humble.
If
you are this
way,
you will have nothing. If you humble yourself,
第40章,
in chapter 40,
神是一個新的起頭,
God has a new beginning. Until chapter
66,
we see God's promise, his salvation come upon man.
神要差遣的義仆, 這位的尼賽,
God will send his righteous servant, this Messiah,
來到聖衛神百姓的拯救,
to become the salvation, the deliverance of his people.
是什麼時候?
When was that?
是到一切都覺得沒盼望,
it was when all seemed hopeless. We thank God. This is the work of God. This is what we need to care, be careful about. What is in God's heart and his desire? God looks for those who are poor and contrite in their heart and tremble at his word. On the one hand, God waits for individuals like Isaiah to work together with him, to answer, to agree to God's calling, to rise up, to answer to God's calling. On the other hand, God wants to show us, it is only such individuals,
因着神的话,
it is because they,
认识自己,
for the sake of God's word, know themselves,
在神的面前忧伤痛苦,
that they are poor and contrite in spirit,
因着神的话,
because of the word of God, that they tremble at the word of God, then God will send His deliverance. May this sharing be a mutual reminder for all of us that we will truly see when we're living in these last days, when we're not better than the days of Isaiah, that we're not any better than His time. God hath not forsaken us, forgotten us. He is still waiting to show us His salvation, because He is a God who works according to His eternal will, so that we will be edified, we will grow and be mature. May the Holy Spirit use the word of God to remind us in our hearts. It will become our help. Let us bow for a prayer. Our Lord, we thank Thee.
We thank Thee because Thee is God who does not leave us disappointed.
Lord, we thank Thee because You are a God who does not lose hope in us. Even though we have so many shortcomings, we rebel against You. We cause Your heart to be hurt. How many failures we have in our spiritual condition. But You still have Your hope in us. You want to show us how glorious is Your salvation to us. Therefore, we lift our hearts to look to You. We ask that You use Your words to remind us. That You will lead us into reality. We ask, Lord, that You will not let us remain in our condition now. We ask that You will break us and also lead us forward. So once again, we can experience Your deliverance, so that You would manifest the might, the power of Your resurrection. Lord, remember Your church. Remember us, this group of people. May Thy will be done. In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.